Like many of those in the standing room only crowd, Tom Robinson questioned Castle's ordinance that calls for demolishing the rec center as part of a plan to begin catching up on the borough's backlog of deferred maintenance.
Why pick on Mary Sy? God, it doesn't make sense.
Robinson and many others who spoke during the meeting say the facility played an important role in their lives.
I have a little bias there. My kids learned to swim in Mary Sy. My grandkids learn to swim in Mary Sy.
Deborah DeLong told the assembly the rec center is perfect for small kids, and she says it provides a much-needed diversion and meeting place for their moms and dads.
That saved my sanity as a mother with small children. There's not a lot of things to do at 40 below for your children.
Others, including Victor Saya, a relative of the facility's namesake, talked about how the rec center's warm pool, sauna, and hot tub helps patrons keep in shape and recover from injury or illness.
It is my belief that the Mary Saya Rec Center is more valuable today than ever. So I guess what I'm asking the assembly members to do is not to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Let's have a concrete plan of action before we demolish the Mary Sy Rec Center.
This pool is your pool.
And Arlene Slocum adapted the old Woody Guthrie tune for her testimony, accompanied by guitar. Jim Gibertoni was among those who said they don't believe the analyses on which the borough officials based their conclusion that the rec center must go, because it's in poor shape and would cost more to repair or even maintain than it would to tear down.
The sky is not falling here, guys. Everything I hear is embellishment and how old the thing. I've walked through the building, I've worked on the building, I've been a plumber all my life and a builder. The sky is not falling.
Gibertoni and others, including Maria Berger, cited a report issued in January on the rec center that many interpreted as a vindication of their belief that the facility needs some work, but overall is structurally sound.
The engineering report, funded by taxpayers, states that Mary Sy is a functional and well-maintained building with no catastrophic safety issues.
But Charles C.B. Bettisworth, who founded the company that generated the report, says the study was an overview that identified problems, including some that could be serious and require further inspection.
As the mayor pointed out, there's a whole bunch of stuff that says this needs to be studied more. What this thing was useful for is to give you folks an idea of the order of magnitude of the problem that you have before you.
Assemblyman Van Lawrence asked Bettisworth whether the structure was worth repairing if the borough were able to sell it, as some have suggested, to a private sector buyer, who would then assume the task of investing in repairs and renovation.
Mr. Bettisworth, if that Mary Sy building was privately owned and you were the owner, and you had to make the decision, would you put more money into that building?
Absolutely not.
Finally, at 11:30 p.m., after more than 3 hours of public comment, Assemblyman Matt Cooper moved to adjourn the meeting and resume deliberations at 6 p.m. Monday. The Assembly will then consider Castle's ordinance to appropriate $2.7 million to demolish Mary Sy and an old schoolhouse in Moose Creek and repair 4 other borough buildings. The Assembly also will consider a substitute ordinance, sponsored by Lance Roberts, to keep Mary Sy standing and invest more than $600,000 to repair it. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.